I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. I don't know if we'll see Pomp today. Part-time Pomp has TV duties. He said he may stop over, Donnie. And I think that would be exciting for everyone, don't you?
Do we know where he'll be?
That's the question. I don't know if he's doing interviews in there or what exactly is happening. But hopefully we will get a segment from Dr. Pompeiani. Ray Fittipaldo will take a little Steeler break at the top of the hour. But in the meantime, back to opening day. We're on Federal Street. You should join us. We've already had a couple of visitors. One guy really has an elite T-shirt game going today. That guy's a legend, isn't he? That guy who showed up here?
Yeah, he had the – that was the – it was like a screenshot of the survey that the Pirates sent out, if you remember.
Yeah, with his answer. The Stargell statues to our left, is that Triolo above him, Donnie?
Yes, it is.
I think he may use a torpedo bat tonight, right?
I hope he does.
He was prominent in the Noah Constrictor story in the Post-Gazette yesterday as a guy who sent away for the torpedo bat. He showed the Noah Constrictor marks on the bat where he's making outs, and God knows he makes a lot of them. Maybe the torpedo bat will help him.
I would love to see that guy become a pretty good player. I mean, we know what he is defensively. He's a good defensive player, great defensive player. I mean, he was a gold glover last year,
yeah.
A utility guy. But if he can bring it around at all at the plate.
If he brought it around at the plate, you'd have an everyday player. Unfortunately,
absolutely.
You have another guy who can't hit right now.
Yeah, I crossed paths with him, though, a couple of summers I did minor league baseball.
Yeah.
He was with the West Virginia Black Bears, if you remember them.
Sure do.
2019.
Did you call their games?
I did, in 18 and 19.
Who else did you run across who's in the majors? Anybody?
Honestly, it's a lot more guys from other teams that we've seen. Triolo, one of the only guys, though, that has so far broken through at all from those 2 years. The other guys that I would see occasionally would be like rehab assignments. You know, like Key Brian Hayes did a rehab assignment there. JT Brubaker, if you remember him.
Oh, yeah.
But Triolo, the thing that stuck out to me with him after the season, he was really one of the only guys to come up to me and shake my hand and thank me for games because he said, my parents listened every night. So I just wanted to thank you.
Nice, man. So, what position did he play then?
They had him all over there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the thing with, you know, that point in minor league baseball, because that was a short season, single A, so it was like the lowest of the low,
right?
Basically. But they had him mostly in the infield, but you would see guys move around everywhere
and experiment
with them all over the place.
Goodness knows the Pirates have a lot of those guys. It'd be nice just to have the luxury of having an outstanding fielder utility guy like him.
Yeah, he was mostly left side of the infield, but they would still move him over all over.
But when everybody on your roster is a utility man, it's problematic. And as I've said many times, Donnie, the Pirates have more utility men than Duquesne Light.
That's one of my favorite lines. I've used that one and credited you.
There's Ron. I thought of him this morning, too. He used to enjoy these opening days, believe it or not. He used to enjoy being out on Federal Street. And when I say believe it or not, it's because he didn't enjoy much by that point. But he did enjoy coming out here.
There's something about this, too, that kind of it pulls like the kid out in you.
Yes, absolutely.
You brought it up, you know, how your dad would bring you down here from Buffalo occasionally in the 70s. Like, no matter what age you are, there's something about coming back to a baseball game specifically right. that kind of pulls the child out of you.
Limits, what do you have for us? Ooh.
All right,
like
boys.
That, Donnie?
It's the breakdown time.
It's the breakdown music. The Bechtel breakdown for this glorious Friday, home opener style for the Pirates on April 4th, 2025, brought to you by our good friends at Southside Plumbing and Heating and our good friend Jake. Happy birthday to Mitch Keller today, Joe. Mitch Keller will start the home opener on his birthday. What are your favorite sports-related birthday memories that you've been able to partake in?
What?
Any? I mean, Mitch Keller starting
you
on his birthday, which is cool.
Or someone else's birthday?
No,
what the hell is going on
I'm
here,
asking
Donnie?
You.
What kind of question is this?
Donnie, did you understand the question?
Do you mean my birthday memories?
Your birthday. When you have a birthday. I don't exactly know what day your birthday is. I'll just come out and
August
say
It's August 26th. None. I don't ever remember having a birthday game. Donnie, do you?
I don't think I mean, maybe in middle school or high school football.
Hello,
I mean,
hello.
A game that like you go to.
My birthday is October 22nd.
Careful there, Joe. There might not be a quiz show later in the show.
Next.
The reason why I brought that up is because I covered the NC State NCAA tournament game last year, and I thought that was cool. It was on my birthday at PPG. So I thought maybe we'd get a nice Starkey story in there. But no, he rags on the question.
Oh, what about Donnie? He always comes after me, Donnie. Well, what do you want me to say? I don't have a birthday sports memory. I don't.
The Pirates have added Alexander Canario to their 26-man roster as we just move
the
ahead
Canario
from that.
Canario in the coal mine, yes.
From the Mets. To make room, Jiwon Bae was optioned to AAA. And Jason DeLay, who was DFA'd on Monday, was traded to Atlanta. Joe, your reaction to Jiwon Bae going away?
I was surprised Jiwon Bae was ever here again. I thought we moved on. Of course, I thought we moved on from Sawinski as well, plus a bunch of other guys. But they're still here. Canario is interesting to me, however. I like that Ben Cherington made that little deal. I like taking a swing on a guy like that. His minor league numbers intrigue me. He seemed to be getting squeezed out where he was. Simply, you know, a roster decision because there wasn't a spot for him. Who knows how it turns out, but he could be the outfield version of Joey Bart. And, of course, I'll miss the human rain delay, Jason DeLay, Donnie.
Yeah, see, I thought of the Joey Bart thing, too, when they made that move for Canario. And then The Jiwon Bae thing, he had no business being on the roster. And it's funny, my parents actually came up last weekend, so my dad, who really hasn't been in tune with Pirates baseball for 7-8 years now because they live in Delaware, he got to watch the whole series against the Marlins, and we watched some games together. And we watched on Sunday when Jiwon Bae was pinch running for Kutch, and the guy who is only on base because he's fast and is a good base runner was running the bases like he was 6 years old. And my dad at one point just said, "What is this guy's purpose?" And I said, "Well, he's fast. They put him on in like these late game situations.
Like
to,
Matt Alexander,
you know,
in the
70s. Yeah. He goes, "It seems like he's afraid to steal." I said, "Yeah, otherwise I don't know why the hell he's here." So.
You reminded me of something else there, Donnie. We used to come down on Sundays with my daughter and run the base. Well, she would run the bases after the game. You ever had anybody, or did you do that
as
a kid?
I never did that.
I guarantee you Limits did that. Did you, Limits, run
yeah,
the bases?
I did once, yes.
He probably slid headfirst into home.
I almost did a second time.
Crashing into toddlers to be safe?
The line was so long to wait for that. We waited like half an hour once, and my dad was like, "Forget it. We're not doing this anymore." So we did it like once. So I had one time.
My dad would have never had the patience.
That thing was legendary. It was actually pretty cool because, I mean, you're on a real baseball field. Mm-hmm. You get to look up and see the seats, and you're on the base paths. It was cool.
Yeah, I never ran the bases, but you had a good call on limits.
Oh,
I mean,
I knew it.
Going off at like minus 500.
Right. In full Pirates regalia, sprinting, right? Cutting the bags.
Pushing kids over,
yeah,
maybe.
Pushing kids over and then the head first slide. Limits,
you know
that next?
They let you go like one at a time when you round the bases, right? So there's no collisions.
You passed at least seven toddlers on your way around.
Hey, that means that I wouldn't be safe at home if I passed anybody up. If on my home run trot around the bases, I'd be ruled out if I passed somebody up. Anyway, the Atlanta Braves, guys, have started the season 0-7.
Wow.
This season. Kind of hard to fathom. While the Dodgers have started the year 8-0, the Padres are 7-0 to start the year. While the Pirates are obviously 2-5 in St. Louis, 4-2 in the NL Central. Huge differentials in the East and the West. And when just overall evaluating this, seeing the Dodgers undefeated is whatever. But the Braves, a huge surprise to me, Donnie. No wins yet.
Yeah, I mean, to touch on the Dodgers there for a sec, I think that was expected. I think they're going to set the all-time wins record.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the all-time wins record?
116.
Is that it?
By the 01 Mariners. You can just fact-check me on that real quick. But
yeah.
I mean, I think the Dodgers are going to win like 125 games. I think they are that dominant. It sounds ridiculous to say that, but they're built for a team that should win that many games. The Braves, they're an organization that, you know, a lot of things they have done have gone right for them. It always seems to fall in the positive direction for the Braves. Fortunately, you have 162 of these things, and I know that maybe we are overreacting a bit to a slow Pirates start, but the Braves can certainly show that they can right the ship. They have the superstars to do it, and they have plenty of time to do so. I honestly wouldn't be too worried about them if I were a Braves fan.
I mean, 0-7's a tough one, though, man. That's mathematically, you start looking at things. But I agree, they should be at least back in it at some point. But that you go down by a touchdown early, Donnie, in baseball, and that ain't good. I agree with you on the Dodgers.
I think their big worry is the Phillies and then maybe the Mets, but the Mets are never as good as they should be.
How about this, though, Donnie? The Braves being 0-7, no team in MLB history has ever made the playoffs after starting with that record.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Donnie.
42 years since a team that started 0-7 finished with a winning record.
Holy horse.
Playoffs
follicles.
Are the postseason is a little bit easier to get into.
You want to bet right
so
now?
Still have a prayer.
I'll bet you $20 the Braves don't get in.
I'll do that.
I owe you a steak dinner, of course. Now I've given you a couple dates and you and Limits haven't said yes.
I know, we gotta work out
all
one
right,
here.
I promise I will. The 1906 Chicago Cubs won 116 games, but the Mariners that you mentioned did it in less time. Or, you know, fewer games. So they are regarded as the best regular season. That's the best regular season mark of all time. Now, the 06 Cubs, look at these guys, Donnie. There's pictures of these guys. Mordecai Brown had a hell of a year. He batted .204 that year. Jack Feister, Orville Overall. How about this guy?
Oh, that's an all-time great name.
What do you think he wore to work, Joe?
And then Jack Taylor, what were they all named after clothing items, Donnie?
Overall only had 9 hits, though. It was a down year.
Yeah, Solly Hoffman had a pretty good year.
Well, you got to see what they did on the mound. I mean, they probably threw like 700 innings.
Oh, my God. This was Evers to Tinker to Chance. That was this team. They're legendary. Look at Frank Chance at 103 runs. Johnny Evers had a hell of a year. And Joe Tinker at shortstop.
I love seeing some of the numbers.
I bet they never
then.
Tinkered with the lineup when he was in there, Donnie, huh?
You think they were worried about their war back then, too?
I don't think so.
All right, the pitching's
look
always
look at Mordecai
comical.
Brown went 26-6 with a 104. How many of his 36 starts were complete games, if you had to guess?
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
27?
Yeah.
27 complete games for Mordecai Brown. All right, Limits, what's next?
Aaron Judge. In 2024, last season, took 28 games to reach 5 home runs. He hit 58 last year. Aaron Judge, and again, not using a torpedo bat this year, in only six games, has hit five home runs. How many do you think that he will hit this weekend at PNC Park?
Donnie, look at this guy. This is Orville Overall. He looks unbelievably angry in this photo, yeah. Like he's committed several crimes.
And he left us in 1947.
Yeah.
You'll have to visit the Inglewood Park Cemetery, Joe.
I'll tell you, he won 108 games, though.
Austin, I'm actually going to...
He won 108 games overall. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I am going to be financially tied to Aaron Judge home runs all weekend. I'm going to bet on it for all three games. I think he's going to get at least two.
I think he's going to get one.
I think he's going to hit one off Holderman.
He can hit it out of any park, of course, but this isn't a great park for righties, and I think they pitch around him a little bit, Donnie. I'm going to go one. And he's not using the torpedo bat,
No. Which
is interesting. Most of the rest of them seem to be.
He clearly doesn't need it.
They lead the league with 22 home runs. They lead the majors. The Pirates have four. 22 to – who out-homers who in this series limits? You think the Pirates rise to the occasion?
No.
Who hits more home runs, the Pirates or Aaron Judge in this series?
That's a good question.
I think
very
the Pirates.
Well stated. I'm going to say the Pirates. You going to say Judge?
Slightly. I think they beat him 3-2.
Last one for you, Joe, just very quickly. We were talking about the Reds being shut out for three consecutive games. They are hitting 100 overall as a team. They have nine hits in their last three games, 27 strikeouts. They're the only team in the live ball era, which is since 1920, to lose three consecutive games by a score of 1-0. It's them. There's two teams. Them and the 1960 Philadelphia Phillies are it.
It's a long ways from the big red machine, I'll tell you that. Ellie De La Cruz is on my home run team, but he's only had really one big game. I have to be surprised with this. Like, I don't think they have a great lineup by any means, but this is laughable.
I also thought they would automatically be a little bit better because they reached out and they brought in Tito Francona. And that was a name that we brought up here last year when we weren't sure what Derek Shelton's future was. And
right.
We would get laughed at like, oh, he wouldn't come out of retirement to manage the Pirates. Well, he did it to manage the friggin' Reds. So I think he maybe would have. That's another team.
Oh, no, he would have.
Yeah, I think he absolutely would have. But it was just funny that we would get laughed at for suggesting it, and yet he comes out of retirement to manage the Reds.
And I might add that the Reds are also 2-5 here, so it's not like they've, you know, sunk out of the picture here. We're very early. We're a touchdown into the season.
Yeah, the NL Central is also going to be a division that is for the taking for
most of
the season.
Who'd you pick to win it? I picked the Cubs.